I mean, although Santos was a serving minister and he was Minister of Defence under Uribe, so he was directly involved in implementing his policies. Nonetheless, it's also true that he adopted a style which was slightly more big tent. He was less aggressive in his rhetoric. He definitely was quite serious about finding a peace agreement with the FARC. And so all of these things indicate him taking the discussion into the centre ground, without a doubt. And you're also right that what we have now with the Iván Duque is really a reversion to the original rhetoric. And it's very worrying. I mean, if you wanted to find a sort of basis for their different positions, Uribe is slightly nouveau riche. His family money comes from ranching, has been living through the whole process of getting hold of big chunks of land. His dad was a rancher, and defending that by the use of violence against anyone who claim it. Whereas Santos comes from old money. His family is one of the very rich families in Colombia. Classically, the oligarchy owns the media and so on. And his approach has been also, I think, perhaps not only about personality, but also about timing. I mean, once the war was won, effectively, under Uribe, a boycott of human rights, then the task was a bit more to do consolidation and to win back. The United States have been delaying agreeing a free trade agreement, for example, because of human rights concerns. So he was the right man for the time as well, without really changing economic policy.